This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have come to the right place. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions or comments or success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you at 844-236-6010. If you or a loved one is dealing with a health challenge that you'd like help with, 844-236-6010 is our number today and every day on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products right off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470 for more information, 866-735-2470, and ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself, get your products at the wholesale price, help change the world with the power of nutrition, spreading the word about the power of nutrition. It's especially appropriate if you benefited from nutritional supplementation or if you just want to be in the nutrition business. For a one-time $30 fee, 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I have been reading a lot about dementias lately. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. They talk about vaccines for dementias. Pfizer is getting a lot of heat in some of the trade journals about sitting. They say sitting on an Alzheimer's disease cure or drug or treatment, which is nothing more than an autoimmune or an immune suppressant type drug, Enbrel. You probably see it advertised. Supposedly now they want to use antihypertensive medicines to help people deal with Alzheimer's disease. That's the latest thing I just read. Can blood pressure drugs help reduce dementia risk? This is a new study has found a link between taking various kinds of blood pressure lowering drugs and a lower risk of dementia. First of all, I don't know what they mean by risk of dementia. It doesn't mean for any given person they're not going to get dementia. It means if they take a whole bunch of people, the odds, and do a bunch of statistical algorithms, they find that the risk declines. Nonetheless, it doesn't make any sense to think that you can get better by taking a drug. It doesn't make any sense to think that by a blood pressure lowering drug typically works by slowing down the heart. And it doesn't make any sense to think that by slowing down the heart, you're somehow going to have a health benefit for your brain. So there's all of these misunderstandings around dementia. There's all these misunderstandings around health in general and non-understandings. This idea that we can just take vaccines and drugs and cures and, you know, every once in a while you see these reports and it's more about pumping up drug company stocks and keeping us complacent about how we live our lives, about changing how we live our lives. Like Elizabeth Warren's running for president and she has this slogan. She's like this policy lady. She has all these different policies. And so her slogan is, she has a plan for that. That's her slogan. They got T-shirts. And that, when I see that, that's what I think of the drug companies. We have a drug for that. That's the drug company mentality. We have a drug for that. That's the medical model mentality. We have a drug for that, and we have a surgical procedure for that, and we have a treatment for that. Nobody ever thinks to figure out what is the link between how we're living our lives and how our diseases are showing up, and maybe we can control this ourselves. Yeah, universal health care now. Bernie Sanders wants universal health care. Even Trump, Donald Trump wants some kind of health care. Everybody wants health care. We have a drug for that. That's what universal health care is going to do. And I think maybe we do need universal health care for accidents and for trauma. But when you have universal health care, you're going to get universal health care for ADD. You're going to get universal health care for measles vaccines. You're going to get universal health care for blood sugar problems, for seat belts. Once the medical model becomes entrenched into our lives, we have a drug for that mentality. Once this happens, it's not going away, and it's going to be locked in for generations. There's not going to be a cure for cancer. There's not going to be a cure for Alzheimer's disease. All the billions of dollars spending on these cures is just, I don't want to say it being wasted, because it's going to somebody's pocket. Somebody's getting the money. It's not getting flushed down the toilet. It's going into somebody's pockets, and it's not the regular person's pockets, I guarantee you. This disease mentality. Disease is deterioration. It's degradation. It's breakdown. And the word disease is very misleading. It's not disease. It's a normal consequence of what happens when the body can't do what it's supposed to be doing. Alzheimer's disease is not a disease. We call it Alzheimer's disease because it makes it sound like we just got it. We caught it. It's not a disease. It's deterioration. It's degradation. It's osteoporosis of the brain. It's arthritis of the brain. At the end of the day, it's all about energy. Period. That's the most that's the lowest common denominator of everything that happens in the body. Energy. The ability to do work. Energy, when we think about energy, most of us logically think of electricity. And electricity and energy are probably synonyms. At least electricity is a type of energy. Let's say that. Electricity is a type of energy. And the energy in the cell is also electricity, but it's not electricity like you stick your finger in a socket electricity. It's not the electricity that powers our lights and computers. It's quantum electricity. It's tiny electricity. Teeny, 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 tiny electricity. It's pieces of electricity at the smallest level. They're called electrons. And I don't want to get all physics here, but electrons and protons are what it's all about. But the point isn't about the electrons and the protons, as cool as that is, by the way. Protons, by the way, are little pieces of acid. Little pieces of acid protons go into a cell and they turn the switch on in a cell. I'm not going to get too weird here, but it's really kind of interesting and sort of important too. Little pieces of acid are called protons. And they can be kind of a problem in the sense that they're very stimulating. This is why you read things like pH miracle books and how you got to eat alkaline vegetables and, you know, alkaline water. And alkaline, I know I probably said this a million times, but I'll say it again. There's acid and there's alkaline. Acid is on the low end of the pH scale. Alkaline is on the high end of the pH scale. 0 to 7 is acid. 7 to 14 is alkaline. When acid gets in a cell... And acid doesn't get in a cell, but the pieces of acid, the quantum pieces of acid, they're called protons, they rev things up. They're assigned, they signal the cell, hey, let's get moving. They're associated with cell waste, and they're associated with cell toxicity, because cell waste and cell toxicity initiates, in a healthy cell that is, initiates growth and repair. That's one of the ways the cell knows it's supposed to grow and repair. So one man's toxicity in the cell is another man's growth and repair. In order for the cell to, the protons are very important. They signal that there's stuff happening, that we got to get moving. But it's not enough just to have protons. You got to have the electrons. They go together. The electrons come from the food. They come from good nutrition. Vitamin C is an electron donor. Vitamin E is an electron protector. The things we call the micronutrients provide the electricity to help the cell do what it needs to do after it's been stimulated. And I don't want to get too much into that, although it's super cool, by the way. It's why you want to use alpha hydroxy in the skin business. It's why you want to use acidic stuff on your skin. That turns things on, and then you want to follow it up with electrons, but that's a whole other story. I don't want to get into that. What I want to say is that the exquisite architecture that's required of the cell to operate at this level is incomprehensible. And this is where the problem lies. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNLive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, the longevity business, health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, if you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, or if you have questions about our Truth Treatments, by the way, which are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, 844-236-6010. Is our number on the Bright Side. All right. So I don't want to get too much in the weeds here. Just suffice it to say that all of this electronic stuff, all of this movement at the quantum level, quantum electricity level, requires a cell to have a healthy shape. It has to have everything just so. The tolerances are very slim in a cell. There's not a lot of window because you're dealing with the tiniest sizes. So little distortions in the cell can have huge implications. It's like when they're making chips in a chip factory. I mean Intel computer chips, and I'm talking about potato chips. When they make computer chips, they have to wear masks and gloves and little booties, and they have to make the chips in these super clean areas with special filters, and they have to be extremely careful how they create these chips, because the tiniest piece of dust gets on a chip, it ruins the chip. A cell is that, the specificity of a chip is, you know, that's pretty amazing, but a cell is thousands, hundreds of thousands of times more specific and delicate than a computer chip. Along the same lines, a cell is like a little computer chip. Do you know cells are doing trillions, many trillions of calculations a second? There's no chips that can do that. Many trillions. Things are taking shape. And when I say calculations, I mean decisions. Let's ponder that one for a second. Cells are making trillions of decisions a second. Many trillions. And by decisions, I'm saying whether to form this protein or that protein, whether to take this piece off of that piece, trillions of times a second, and that's one cell. How is this even possible? We can't even imagine it, let alone discuss it rationally. It's just beyond comprehension, beyond imagination. But the good news is, aside from being in awe of it, which should be the natural consequence, we just become very spiritual all of a sudden, aside from that, we don't have to think about it. We don't have to do anything with it. It happens on its own. But it needs energy to do it. All the stuff a cell does needs energy to do it, and that's where it needs our help. It needs resources, and it needs a clean place to do its work. That's what I always say. Cellular starvation, suffocation, and toxification. Cellular starvation means the cell's not getting the resources it needs, the nutritional resources. Cellular suffocation means it's not getting the oxygen to spark all that electricity. Oxygen acts like a spark for the electricity. I'm not even going to go into how that happens, but it works with the electrons and the protons. And then it needs a clean place to do its work. That's not asking a lot, but even with those three little requirements, our cells are falling apart, and then the doctor will give us a vaccine for Alzheimer's disease, which is nothing more than a whole bunch of cells falling apart. All diseases are cells falling apart. Reading from the journal Mitochondrial Disease News, the mitochondria is where energy is produced. All this talk about protons and electrons, all that happens at the level of the mitochondria. By the way, the major source of protons is sugar, or a major source of protons into a cell, sugar, glucose. This is the problem when you're getting a lot of glucose without a lot of electrical energy. When you get and again, I don't mean to get too technical, but it's kind of interesting, I think. If you get a whole bunch of protons coming in from sugar, and you don't have the electrons to drive neutralize all those protons or to balance all those protons, you run into problems. That's why you always want to make sure you're getting electrons if you're going to be eating lots of protons, which means the more sugar you're eating, the more nutrition you need. Nutrition is electrons. Sugar is protons. I'm being extremely simplistic here, but that's generally the idea. Anyway, Journal of Mitochondrial Disease News, a quote, a recently published study by a team of researchers at Gladstone Institute is the first piece of evidence detailing how abnormalities in cell mitochondria can significantly reduce cell energy and lead to dysfunctional brain cells. This was observed in all models of neurodegenerative disease, according to an article published in the Journal of Biological Chemistry. What that means is all brain issues and all neurological issues involve energy. But it's not just, that's, you know, that doesn't, you don't need a scientist to tell you that. And by the way, a mitochondria is around 50,000 times smaller than an ant. We are talking super, super small. And at these levels, you cannot have distortions. You can't have a cell membrane that is not perfectly just so. So what is it that causes all of these deficits that we've been talking about? What is it that causes energy deficits? Hardening, curling up, ossifying, turning to stone, a loss of fluidity. This energy is related to fluidity. The system has to be fluid. When we age, when we're sick, when we're diseased, we lose our fluidity. What is it that maintains the fluidity? Electrons, nutrition. You see how we're repeating ourselves over and over again. Oxygen. We call it fibrosis. All diseases, there's fibrosis, sclerosis, hardening, all the result of bad living, deficiency in nutrients, sedentary lifestyle, by the way, movement, moving the body, getting up, up and down, walking up and down the stairs, getting on a rebounder. All this increases the fluidity. Drugs. And when I say drugs, I mean anything that's not recognized by the body as friendly. This is not a complicated thing. This is very, very simple, but we've allowed ourselves to be removed from the equation of our own health, from the formula of our own health. We've allowed ourselves to be taken out of the picture. We've allowed our body to be taken out of the picture, and we go to the doctor. I always get a kick out of allergy tests. It always strikes me as being the perfect example of how disassociated we are from our bodies. We'll actually pay somebody to take our bodies out, our blood out of our bodies, and put it in a dish, and then test the darn dish, because we are so separated from our bodies. So you see what we're just saying here? We're talking about the common denominators behind all breakdown, all diseases, and you won't find anything complicated, and you won't find anything medical. And they all have the same kind of underlying breakdowns. If we talk about dementia, it's not a disease, it's a deterioration. If you talk about arthritis, it's not a disease, it's a deterioration. If you talk about autoimmunity, it's not a disease, it's a deterioration. The body's breaking down. That's why I always say, and you know, I say as a joke, there's only one disease, MBFA disease, my body is falling apart disease. Dementia is called type 3 diabetes because it's intimately connected to how the body processes sugar. Protons, messed up blood sugar, no kidding, surprise, surprise. Dysglycemia, that is messed up blood sugar. And by the way, diabetes, you can have messed up blood sugar and not be a diabetic. The name diabetes doesn't matter. That's just a pronouncement from a doctor, like the queen knights somebody. The doctor knights you as a diabetic. Dysglycemia is a biochemical phenomenon. It means messed up blood sugar, and that's what counts. And dysglycemia is linked to to heart disease, and it's linked to brain disease. What is that telling you? All the signs of heart disease are the same signs as brain disease. All right, pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Youngevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite Youngevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to a couple interesting stories, and we'll get your calls, and we have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. Researchers have recently investigated the potential benefits of tomato juice on cardiovascular risk, although the team reported reductions in blood pressure and cholesterol levels. The results are not entirely convincing. What does that mean? Tomato juice good, tomato juice bad? Of course it's good stuff. It's got all kinds of great stuff in it. Not V8, by the way. Real tomato juice. Tomatoes are a wonderful source of numerous bioactive compounds for the skin, for the eyes, for the prostate, as well as for the heart. carotenoids, lycopene. Everyone knows about lycopene these days anyway. Vitamin A, calcium. There's also natural GABA, which is, helps you fall asleep, helps relax you, in tomato juice. So when they say not entirely convincing, what they mean is the tomato juice didn't cure heart disease. It didn't completely lower cholesterol and blood pressure. That's not the point. You're not going to lower cholesterol by just drinking tomato juice. You're not going to lower your blood pressure by just drinking tomato juice. That's not how it works. That doesn't mean that the nutrients in tomato juice aren't very effective or very helpful and very important, or can be very important. The lycopene is the carotenoid that a lot of folks hear about for the prostate, but it's got a lot of benefits for the body, including the eyes, by the way. All right, gut bacteria may explain why drugs don't work for everyone. This is interesting. Some drugs work well for one person but are ineffective for another. You ever wonder about that? How, or sometimes how drugs will work for you and then they'll stop, or they won't work for you and then you'll try them again and they will work for you. There's a lot of variability in how we respond to drugs, and a lot of that has to do with how we process those drugs, how we detoxify those drugs, and how we, get this now, how we activate those drugs. A lot of drugs become more powerful once they're in the body, and a lot of drugs become less powerful when they're in the body. What is it that's in the body that can change the way a drug works, that can make a drug more powerful or less powerful? The intestine, the gut bacteria. The gut bacteria not only process drugs themselves, but they communicate with the other processing system, drug processing system, and that's the bile and the liver. There's a crosstalk between the bile and the liver and the good bacteria. And so the good bacteria, between the good bacteria and the liver and their communication and the bile, you have a major route of activation of drugs and deactivation of drugs. And what does that tell you? Well, one thing it tells you is if you're taking prescription drugs, make sure you're taking probiotics. Make sure you're working on intestinal health. Make sure you're having good bowel movements. In this article, by the way, at the end, scientists are now investigating gut bacteria's roles in a diverse range of diseases, from Parkinson's disease to anxiety to heart disease. Hello, where have you heard this before? I've been talking about this for decades. I first learned about gut bacteria in pharmacy school. And back then, nobody was talking about it. And we knew about it. They were saying that gut bacteria play a major role in drug metabolism. So I'm like, wait a minute. These things are active? They're processing things? It just made perfect sense to me that gut bacteria will be related to disease, for better, or to health, I should say, for better or worse. And now science is proving this to be the case. Don't wait for scientists to prove it. Just use your biochemical or biological common sense, which is what we talk about every day on the Bright Side. All right, got lots of folks who want to talk to us. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let us go to Elaine in Alaska. What's up, Elaine? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. The sun is up here, and it's a beautiful day in Alaska. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yes, this is the best time of year to be in Alaska, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, yeah, I just wanted to make a comment, and I have a question.
Sure.
Comment on my father-in-law. I talked to you in the spring. He was just beside himself. He was having such terrible, what is that called? GERD? You know, the
heartburn, acid, GERD, acid reflux.
Yeah, and he had a surgery lined up. It's super invasive. They're going to put these little beads on the esophageal sphincter. So I called you. I got some advice from you about elimination diet and just all this. So, and I sent it to him, and he took it to heart, and he got real intentional about his eating, found certain things that just really aggravated his.
And he doesn't have to have surgery.
And lo and behold, no surgery.
Isn't that amazing?
Thank you. You are.
Well, I'm not going to say take credit for that. I'm just saying, check this out, Elaine. Millions and millions of people who don't listen to this radio show or don't explore other ideas, alternative ideas, or don't ask questions will just go in and have surgeries.
Right.
The vast 90-plus percent of people, 99% probably, 95% of people will just do what the doctor said and have surgeries. And there's no good surgeries, folks. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You don't give yourself enough credit. I tell you, you are changing people's lives for the better, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I don't take that for granted. Thank you.
Yeah. But one question I have, one of my new patients, he's pretty ill, and just, the MBFA number of issues, can't get a correct diagnosis on Parkinson's, da-da-da. Anyway, so I'm trying to recommend to him, you know, start with the BTT. And he took a picture of the information, ran it past his naturopath, and the naturopath, oh, yeah, that's not the most latest formula. The bees aren't even methylated.
You want to know about methylation?
Yeah, I mean, what was his point?
Methylation is a way of getting doing a couple things. First of all, it kind of pre-processes the B vitamins. Secondly, it gives you methyl groups. So the methyl, I don't want to get into too much chemistry, but there's this component. Remember I always talk about how chemistry is tinker toys? How it has right. little pieces all stuck together. So methyl is one type of tinker toy, or one tinker toy piece. And when a methyl is stuck onto things, things happen. I'm trying to be very simple here because it's pretty a little bit complicated, the biochemistry of it. But when a methyl group is stuck onto things, it becomes activated. We'll leave it at that. And so methylated B vitamins are the latest thing, number one. They are way more expensive, but the body can methylate. So it's true. Methylated B vitamins are better, and I use methylated B vitamins in my formulations, but it's not like it's a must have. It doesn't mean the B vitamins are not valuable if they're not methylated. And so that's not entirely accurate. Listen, you can quibble about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You can look at the ingredients, and the naturopath who's never used it can be forgiven. Because if you look at the ingredients, you can have your judgments and your impressions and your ideas and your opinions, etc. But the fact is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine makes such a significant difference in people's lives that I have seen with my own eyes, and that are so powerful and so profound that I personally could not live with myself if I didn't tell people about this amazing product. So,
exactly.
Yes, it could be methylated. That's a good point. But that doesn't make it less valuable. That doesn't make it not valuable, I should say. Go ahead.
When I asked my patient, well, what did the naturopath offer to you? He said nothing. I said, oh, my gosh.
What's his point? Why would he do that?
Yeah, so he's desperate, and he's like, I need something. So he's just started on it, and we'll see what happens.
Let me know. Stay in touch. Let me know how he does. Thanks so
all
much
right.
for calling. Appreciate it, Elaine.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Take care. All right, that's it. We'll take a quick break, and we will come back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben from AP News. Stressed out? Your dog may feel it too, a study suggests. When dog owners go through a stressful period, they're not feeling alone in feeling the pressure. Their dogs feel it too. A new study says dog owners experiencing long bouts of stress can transfer it to their dogs, according to a report published in the journal Scientific Reports. You know, you can give your dog omega-3 fatty acids as an antidepressant, as a stress, I don't want to say an antidepressant because I'm not sure they get depressed, but as a stress management supplement, fish oil. Dogs love fish oil. In fact, nutrition in general is a nutritional supplementation in general can be very helpful for dogs. And who's to say that poor stress management in your dog is not related to nutritional deficiencies, especially if your dog is eating normal dog food. I keep hearing these commercials for this product called DinoVite for dogs, and I keep thinking to myself, I wish I invented that. That is such a brilliant idea, DinoVite, whoever came up with that. And of course you're going to get great results with it. Dogs need nutrition too, and for most dogs, they're not getting the nutrition they need because they're eating the crap food we're eating. And by that I mean dog chow as well as the fast food we give them. Don't give your dog fast food. Don't give your dog the dog chow. Give your dog what your dog's supposed to eat, and it's probably a darn good idea to give your dog nutritional supplements too, especially fats. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Pam in Michigan. What's going on, Pam? How are you?
I'm good, Ben. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to you. Say hi to Dave.
I will. Thank you so much. We so appreciate you, Ben, and your knowledge, your wisdom. You're just like the vat of information you want to carry around with you when you go to a party. You're like, you know, if you heard what Ben had to say about this or that, you know,
is
what
that
you
right?
said earlier about the energy with people and, you know, everything. It's everything in life that, you know, everything you talk about is energy.
It's all energy, right?
It's so easy to talk to people that are on that same wavelength because you're able to flow better, feel better. And
listen to you, Pam. Oh, my goodness. You're a shark woman. That's awesome. That's exactly right. It's called resonance. You know, if you have the right resonance, you could take down a building. And then Nikola Tesla said that. And anything that's effective in life is because somehow the energy is resonating appropriately.
And you got it. And
thank you.
You're that man. In fact, we so appreciate you. So I left a couple little things with your host there about what I wanted to talk about, because the carpal tunnel and the Paget's disease. But
okay.
I just started reading in Dr. Wallach's book, Prepare, the Prepper Survival Bible.
Yeah.
And chapter 8. And
yeah.
It's the medical dogmas and lies, or show me the money. And I'll tell you what, on page 81 and 82, it talks about the cranial neuropathies and the affected cranial nerves.
All
Everybody's
right.
got to get this book. But if you could just elaborate a little bit on those.
Paget's disease, correct?
Is that how you say it? Thank you.
Paget's, yeah, P-A-G-E-T. Yeah, that's kind of like a bone problem. Is it for you?
Well, you know what? I was told, back a while ago that I had carpal tunnel.
Okay.
So, and I was also told that I had arsenic. Too much arsenic. Well, if you look up the carpal tunnel on page 167 in Dr. Wallach's Let's Play Doctor book, it says that it's a deficiency of arsenic. But I went along with my doctor, and I did a protocol to eliminate the arsenic. So then I ended up with something else and something else. And
so did they diagnose
really
you with Paget's?
And so that's what I kind of came up with. This maybe my
Paget's, what do you call it, osteoporosis or Paget's disease or carpal tunnel? These are all inflammatory, deteriorating conditions based on, as you say, as you said, at the beginning of the call, energy. The cells that are involved in creating bone and creating connective tissue, both probably, are starting to break down. It's simple as that. So what do you do? Well, first of all, the most important thing when we're dealing with a crisis like this is to detoxify. And I say the most. I don't want to say the most, but because there's three things. You got to detoxify, you've got to nutriate, and you got to oxygenate. And so I don't want to say which is the most important. They're all important. But detoxification, you can get really quick results with that, especially if you're eating a food that's chronically where the body is chronically abused. And that's where the food diary comes in and paying attention. So I know I say this all the time, but, repetition is reinforcement. It's really important. Focus on the foods. At the same time, you're going to do the nutritional supplements, especially protein and connective tissue building supplements. Things like the glucogel caps, vitamin C, ultimate EFAs. When I say vitamin C, the BTT is a great source of it if you want to do longevity products. MSM sulfur, copper, zinc. These are all in the interest of building connective tissue. Eating connective tissue, using collagen peptides, get on my collagen or my collagen recovery complex supplement that has everything in it. Using vegetable fibers, silica, fibery vegetables contain silica. Silica is really important for connective tissue. Really hidden, really one of the secret minerals you don't hear a lot about because there's no real deficiencies for it, but it's just phenomenally good to supplement with it or to use it in from veggies. And then there's one more, hyaluronic acid and glucosamine and chondroitin, of course. Those are the glucogel caps. Pam, I want to get a few more calls in, but basically the idea is you want to start rebuilding the connective tissue, and it's basically a condition of deterioration. Really nothing more, nothing less. If you're eating a lot of sugar, that'll also mess things up. All right,
thanks
for the kind words. I really appreciate it, Pam, and hopefully we'll talk again soon. Take care. Thanks. All right, Rudy in New Jersey. Good morning. What's up, Rudy? How you doing?
Good morning. I would like you to give me some information on a problem with sickle cell.
Sickle cell. Sickle cell is a disease that has some genetic correlates that's marked by a broken down or distorted red blood cells. You can't really... The red blood cells can't do their work. Red blood cells' job is to deliver oxygen. So if you can't, the red blood cells are distorted. They're not delivering the oxygen correctly. You're going to run into oxygen deficits, and that can cause all kinds of problems, most especially pain and fatigue. Those are the big problems when people have sickle cell anemia, pain and fatigue. It can be constant. But here's the thing about sickle cell. The symptoms spike. They get worse when you're dehydrated. They get worse when you're nutritionally deficient. They get worse when you're not getting enough oxygen. In fact, in high altitudes, high altitudes where there's less oxygen, it's notorious for triggering sickle cell attacks or sickle cell crises. So you can live a good life with sickle cell anemia. However, you have to be very, very vigilant and aware of nutrition, of relaxation, of oxygenation, All the things that that I have to do, I don't have sickle cell, but all the things I have to do, a sickle cell patient has to do with just 100,000 times more vigilance. I don't know, a lot more vigilance. So really, it's just a disease of stress. And it's an inability of the body, or a reduced ability that the body has to do its work, reduce the stress by eliminating problem foods, not smoking, not drinking, making sure you're doing your slow, deep breathing techniques, get on the nutritional supplements, particularly the B vitamins and electrolytes. You get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Stay away from crappy fast foods. I mean, it's basically you just gotta change your life and live a clean life like we all do, but you just have to do it with great vigilance. People can live a fully long life, a normal lifespan with sickle cell anemia. Most people are not going to have dramatic problems, but you can, particularly when the body is under duress. So just do what we all have to do, but just do it with much more vigilance. Yes?
This is my grandson. He's 16-year-old, and I know his mother keep on top of the supplement. When you say oxygen, is that oxygen therapy or...
Oxygen therapy would help, but yeah, even just slow, deep breathing, SDR breathing, slow, deep rhythmic breathing. Practicing your breathing techniques can have dramatic benefits for reducing the stresses associated with sickle cell, because the problem in general is caused by lack of oxygen. So that's an easy thing to do. He should be practicing SDR breathing multiple times a day, if not all day long. That's what I would be doing.
All right, I'll pass it on to her. Okay.
Thank you, Rudy. Take care, buddy. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And then there's other nutrients, too, of course. Omega fatty acids are very important. Omega-6s and omega-3s, very important for the cell membrane, for the movement of those red blood cells. If the blood supply, the circulatory system, the pipes are clogged from crappy food, that can make a big difference, too. So making sure you're using digestive enzymes and probiotics. There's a lot of things you could do if you have sickle cell or you know somebody who has sickle cell. You can live a perfectly long life, but you just got to take really good care of yourself. All right, Barry, we're running out of time, my friend, but Barry? I'm sorry, yeah. There's the music. Hey, I ran a little bit long here, Barry, so I'm sorry I don't have time. Do you have something quick for me? I know you always have some good stuff to say. Yeah?
Yes. A friend of mine has to have this aneurysm or something to find out about this aneurysm.
Yeah.
They have to put a dye in the brain. So is there any negative effect, you know?
Yeah, it's not a good idea, but, I mean, they're trying to diagnose it. Listen, that's a very interesting question, Barry. I don't have a lot of time. I've only got about 10 seconds here. Call back tomorrow. I'm happy to help you out. We're out of time, folks. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now, you